Certainly, President Obama will get the vast majority of African-American votes this November, but did he lose some votes last May when he said this?
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
More than 3,700 black pastors led by Reverend William Owen say they have signed onto a coalition to oppose the president on gay marriage and other social issues. Takeaway contributor Reverend Delman Coates is the pastor at Mount Enon Baptist Church in Maryland. He says this is definitely a conversation within the black church, but it is not, he says, a growing movement or a wedge issue driving people to oppose the president.
You know, actually, I think that what we're hearing from a small cohort of African-American pastors who believe that we live in a theocratic society, not in a pluralistic democracy. And I think that overwhelmingly African-Americans are coming around to embracing the president's position on marriage equality and the broader policies that the president supports.
Although I don't hear a lot of coming around in the words of William Owens, who's the pastor who's leading this. Let's hear a statement from him. He's the founder of this coalition of African American pastors leading this campaign. Listen.
The president is in the White House because of the civil rights movement, and I was a leader in that movement. And I didn't march 1 inch, 1 foot, 1 yard for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman.
I didn't march 1 inch, 1 foot, 1 yard for gay
marriage. Well, certainly, I don't know Reverend Owens personally. I do know many individuals who were lieutenants with Dr. Martin Luther King. Many of them are not aware of Reverend Owens. Most of those generals of the civil rights movement understand clearly that the issue of marriage equality is a civil rights issue, that they understood that the civil rights movement of the 60s in no way means that African Americans have a monopoly on civil rights. And I think that Reverend Owens' position does not represent the mainstream of African American social, political, or religious thought on this issue.
Well, Pastor, let me just say, it's one thing, and your argument is very, very persuasive, and I think, you know, you're preaching to the choir as far as I'm concerned, if you'll excuse the pun. But this is a close election, and people are going to go into that voting booth, and they're going to be listening to their own conscience. I'm going to play one more clip from Pastor William Owens, and I want you to wonder with me if there are going to be a sizable number, a significant number, an electorally possibly decisive number of African Americans who may have this thought on their mind on election day. Listen.
So the president has forgotten the price that was paid, where people died, where they suffered, where they gave their blood to have equal rights in the United States.
So the blood that was spilled for civil rights should not come to the voting booth to elect a president who supports gay marriage, same-sex marriage.
I disagree with that. The blood that was shared was fundamentally about making sure that this country protects everyone equally under the law.
And who's going to pull the lever? Who's going to pull the lever for Mitt Romney based on a statement like that, who's in the African-American community that you know?
I don't know anyone who's saying that. Most of the pastors that I know who oppose same-sex marriage are saying at the end of the day that they support President Obama. They understand that President Obama was elected president of the United States and not pastor of the United States. And most of the pastors that I know who oppose marriage equality are still coming down on the side of saying we support this president because he supports extending Pell Grants. He is going to select Supreme Court justices that are a reflection of America, that he supports the social safety net. And so I don't know many African Americans who have this view.
Although this issue split the Anglican Church from the Episcopal Church, you think this isn't going anywhere?
It's not. I'm actually encouraged that as I have come out in support of marriage equality in the state of Maryland, and I think we're on the verge of making history in the state of Maryland this November as being the first state to support marriage equality law based on a public referendum. More and more people are understanding that you cannot legislate your personal religious views.
The message you would hear if you were sitting in the pews at the Mount Enon Baptist Church in Maryland, the Reverend Delman Coates, thanks so much.
Thank you.